Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny skies at 79. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, dropping down to 55. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies with a high near 79. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 56. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 58.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezine's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the square in Washington. Find them online at DezineFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas officials say they'll use nearly $1.2 million in federal funds to fight the Zika virus. Topeka Capital Journal reports that 11 people in the state have been infected with the virus, which is primarily spread through mosquitoes. The state has received the funds under three cooperative agreements with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Funds are going toward public health emergencies preparedness and response, as well as an epidemiology and laboratory capacity program that includes participation in a nationwide Zika pregnancy registry. Authorities say a woman has been killed in what appears to be a drive-by shooting. Police said in a news release the woman was found dead early Tuesday inside a home. According to the preliminary investigation, she was killed when an unknown suspect drove by and fired shots into the home. Authorities urging anyone with information to come forward. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
The defense and prosecution made final arguments in the trial of a southern Kansas teenager charged as an adult in the killing of his mother and 11-year-old sister in a 2013 house fire. Samuel Vanochin being tried in Reno County on two counts of premeditated first-degree murder. He is accused of using gasoline to ignite his family's Hutchinson home in September 2013 when he was 14 years old. The blaze killed 11-year-old Audrey Vanochin and their mother, 47-year-old Carla Joe. His father escaped. And a Lawrence firefighter has filed a lawsuit against the city accusing the police department of using excessive and negligent force against him during his arrest. Witnesses say police arrived at the city's Veterans of Foreign Wars Hall to bring up an argument April 19, 2014. One officer struck a man's head against a squad car. According to court filings, witnesses say the officer then beat firefighter Miguel Armenta, who was at the scene. Armenta arrested, found guilty of interfering with his own arrest. Mid-America Network News.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska's top corrections official is facing questions from a legislative oversight committee about staffing vacancies in his department, a major problem that has contributed to high levels of employee turnover.
Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes acknowledged that the number of positions sought in a corrections staffing report was less than what his staff originally recommended. Authorities say a car driver has been arrested after fleeing the scene of a fatal Omaha collision with a motorcyclist. Police say the motorcycle was heading west last night when it collided with an eastbound car as the car turned north. The car left the crash scene but was soon spotted and the driver was arrested. Police say the motorcyclist died soon after reaching the hospital. A Custer County jury found 26-year-old Brittany Price guilty yesterday of child abuse resulting in the death of 20-month-old Noah Price. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Tuesday to hear public comment on a wind distribution center proposed by the Union Pacific Railroad for the Marysville Yards. The rail-to-truck transition facility would be located on UP-owned property with access requested on the 7th Street corridor north of U.S. 36. They're requesting a 70-foot width to Carolina Street to accommodate wide turns off U.S. 36, then 35-foot width from Carolina North. The UP would grade the area and provide asphalt millings to control dust. The access would be for an initial period through 2021. Doug Graham, who made the previous presentation at the last council meeting, highlighted the economic impact and pointed again toward the success of a similar operation at Liberal, Kansas. He assured good communication with the city in coordinating when loads would be going in and out. During transition periods, he anticipated no more than 30 truckloads per day in and out. The city attorney suggested the council only gather public information and ask questions at Wednesday's meeting. A memorandum of understanding outlining details was presented and will be considered further at another special council meeting this Friday evening at 5:30. Dr. Randy Brown, representing the Blue River Rail Trail, expressed his group's hope to connect the trail to downtown Marysville on the east side of Union Pacific property extending south from the current trailhead. The group has been negotiating acquisition of the 9 acres for the past 5 years. Brown highlighted the economic and social impact of a trail, adding to quality of life for residents and tourists. Asking that the railroad deed that property to the city in exchange for cooperation in developing the wind distribution center, Brown was advised by Graham that his division has no control over UP real estate. The Trails Group has identified a 14-foot pass from Calhoun Street south along the historic depot platform and connecting downtown as part of the route. Bruce Dierking with the historic UP Depot Railroad Preservation Society asked the council consider extending the west property line an additional 14 feet, which would accommodate the trail. The current lot lines the group owns are in the middle of the brick platform, which was not discovered until asphalt was removed. An offer by the railroad to move the city-owned caboose, which sits on the west side of North 7th Street, would be acceptable with the group, who suggested that it be located immediately north of the historic depot. Moving the steam engine from the city park at this time does not appear feasible without damage to adjacent tennis courts. Kevin Cromie with Cromie Lumber, who has purchased lots just west of 7th Street, asked the city honor his right of first refusal to purchase additional lots to the north. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth spoke briefly and indicated that while promoting economic development was critical, it is also essential that existing businesses and residents along the route be considered. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Bond was set at $20,000 for a Gage County man, Aaron Burr, age 36, in connection with his arrest Friday night in Blue Springs on charges of domestic assault and resisting arrest. Authorities responded to a disturbance call at West Broad and North Saunders Streets, where alcohol apparently contributed to an argument. Burr reportedly slapped a woman after he was asked to leave a Blue Springs residence. He later became combative with deputies. Gary M. Portenier, age 79, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. A graveside service Friday is planned at 2:30 at the Guide Rock, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Gary Portenier. Charles E. Chuck Wendling, age 94, Frankfort, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Wendling. Velma M. Seitz, age 91, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Velma Seitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, potato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, a veggie plate, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, fried chicken, a roll, mashed potato, coleslaw, and lemon salad. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, finally, that cold front has moved off towards our east and southeast, and it does look like we're going to see quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of this Thursday, all the way through the end of the work week, thanks to a high pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So definitely a great time to get out and about. But it does look like, though, as we head into Labor Day weekend, Saturday night into Sunday, and it looks like Monday, we'll see 20-30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperature-wise, in the upper 70s and lower 80s will continue. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny skies, temperatures at 79. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, low of 55. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 79. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 56 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early September, 86. Record high on this date, 107 in 2000. The average low, 62. The record low is 47 in 1967. Sunset this evening at 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52. We're a good 10 degrees cooler than we've been. Recent mornings, 56 with fog across the region. Winds are light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 1st of September, 2016. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Dodgers have a grand finish in Denver. The Yankees are surging after purging, and the Cubbies keyhole the Buccos. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. After losing the first game of a doubleheader in Denver and trailing in the second game 8-2, the Dodgers rallied hard.
Fly ball at the wall. and it's a grand slam home run for Andrew Tolles, and the Dodgers come back from the dead.
On KLAC, Dodgers 10-8 over the Rockies. Giants beat the D-backs 4-2 and now trail Los Angeles by a game and a half in the West. The Yankees trail the Royals 4-0.
And a fly ball to deep left center field. Gordon going back, and he makes the catch. Scoring is Didi. It's a sack fly and an RBI for Brian McCann.
On WFAN, Yanks rallied for a 5-4 win in Kansas City, so they're 2.5 games out of the second wild card spot. Chris Bryant led the charge in the Cubs sweep over the Pirates.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep to left. It's got a chance. Gone.
On WSCR, Cubs held off Pittsburgh 6-5. More from the major leagues. The Tigers pinch hit their way to victory.
Swinging a little fly ball softly into left center. Jones has great speed. Garcia makes a catch. Jones coming home. Throw to the plate. Won't be in time. Not even close. Tigers win!
On WXYT, and the Tigers edge the White Sox 3-2 on Tyler Collins' pinch hit winner. Hanley Ramirez picked up the Red Sox and the Fenway faithful.
Swung on and hammered. Tape left center field. Grand slam, Hanley Ramirez!
On WEEI, Boston beats the Rays 8-6, and an unlikely hero saved the day for the Mets.
Swinging a liner towards right, it is a fair ball! Base hit going down the line. Cespedes is in. Granderson's in. Digging for the plate, Darno. The throw comes into the infield, not nearly close enough.
On WOR, Mets reel in the Marlins 5-2. And tennis day 3 of the U.S. Open. Rafael Nadal, Novak Djokovic, and American John Isner all advance. The Williams sister in action later today. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA this week changed its forecast for the 2016 net cash farm income to $94.1 billion, up from the initial projection of $90.9 billion in February. And while USDA increased the estimate, net cash farm income remains 13.3% lower compared to last year. The net farm income forecast for 2016 in February revised up to $71.5 billion from $54.8 billion, but still down 11.5% from 2015. Net farm income for 2015 was revised up significantly to $80.7 billion. That's an increase of 43% from numbers released in February. Secretary Vilsack says the forecast highlights the ability of farmers to plan ahead and make sharp business decisions in an ever-challenging market. Researchers working to learn more about a little-known corn disease that has surfaced in 9 states in the U.S. this summer. The disease is known for now as bacterial leaf streak blight, which originated in South Africa. Colorado State University says there's limited information about the disease and its impact on corn production. It's possible the disease entered the U.S. 2 years ago, as researchers say the lack of information led to a delay in confirming the disease. Now, currently, researchers have no recommendations for farmers regarding management. Bacterial leaf streak has surfaced in field corn, seed corn, popcorn, and sweet corn. Researchers say the disease has been confirmed in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Buyers from China have committed to buy nearly $1.8 billion worth of U.S. soy products, totaling 146 million bushels of U.S. soybeans. That according to the U.S. Soybean Export Council as they announced those commitments this week. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net, with this Ag Business Update powered by agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Agriculture leaders want a dependable pool of migrant labor, not a mass deportation of illegal immigrants. And now some see the political landscape tilting in agriculture's favor. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been seen softening his mass deportation plan in recent days, further highlighted by a meeting with Mexico's president, followed by an immigration policy speech. Deporting 11 million illegal immigrants was never practical. Targeting just those with criminal records and visa overstayers perhaps could be more realistic. American Farm Bureau Federation's Dale Moore says agriculture cannot afford further crimping the migrant farm labor pool.
Some of our farmers have told us directly that they have to make decisions to plow under a crop because they don't have enough workers, leaving, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not in some cases millions of dollars, just plowed into the ground out there because they don't have the workers to pick it up.
Many agriculture groups agree that immigration reform is necessary during the next administration and Congress. Without reforms, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says more labor problems will arise.
we are becoming less and less competitive, and we have larger and larger labor-related problems in this sector of the economy.
Johnson argues the United States can either harvest its food with immigrant labor or get rid of that labor and import the food from other countries with lower labor standards. In other news, the USDA this week changed its forecast for 2016 net cash farm income to $94.1 billion. That's up from its initial projection of $90.9 billion back in February. USDA increased the estimate. Net cash farm income remains 13.3% lower compared to last year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
So, I was talking to my bestie about the Kansas State Fair, and she's all, isn't the fair only for old people and cows? And I'm all, not cool. Have you ever been to the fair? Because IMHO, in my honest opinion, that's a misguided view of what should be a celebration of our agrarian and industrial roots and stuff. Sure, you can flood Twitter with bunny pics that are totes adorbs, totally adorable, or Snapchat vids of your bestie wolfing down that footlong corn dog she just had to have on her way to the Midway. But the fair is totally about the people, young and old, city and country, and the hot acts, like Andy Grammer with Rachel Platten, Jake Owen with Old Dominion. OMG, he's so cute. Gabriel Iglesias, Hairball, Crowder, Justin Moore with Claire Dunn, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Hitmakers Reunion. They're all at the fair.
It's your blast call. Sure, it's weird and maybe a bit wild, but it's more than a little wonderful. The Kansas State Fair, September 9th through the 18th in Hutchinson. For more information, visit KansasStateFair.com. That's KansasStateFair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. For the last 50 years, the University of Michigan has published a monthly consumer sentiment index. Now there's one for agriculture. More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Every month, Wall Street investors pay attention to the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index, which indicates consumer confidence, or lack of it, in the way things are going. This has been going on for at least 50 years. Over the last several months, there has been an agricultural version of that, and David Widmar is the Senior Research Associate at Purdue University, and he's the lead researcher in charge of the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. David, is this similar to the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index?
Yes, Steve. Actually, we closely evaluated that survey, the inner workings of that, and we tried to create a tool that shed some light in a similar manner. In fact, it's got a lot of familiarities because we thought that was a very useful and very insightful tool. And so what we put together is a survey that's between 4 to 5 minutes. Producers are contacted by telephone, and we reach out to 400 producers on a monthly basis. We typically survey the third week of the month, and then we're able to report the results on the first Tuesday of the month. So our next survey results will be out on September the 6th, that Tuesday morning. And we make sure when we're surveying that the producers we reach on a monthly basis, the 400, they're representative of the U.S. total. So we're reaching the same proportion of corn, wheat, soybean, cotton, cow-calf dairy and hog producers as there are in the country. So we make sure that's a balance, that we're not getting a bias based on too many of one commodity that that are represented that month.
And the questions asked in this survey are, would you say that your operation today is financially better off, worse off, or about the same compared to a year ago? The second, now looking ahead, do you think that a year from now, your operation will be better off financially, worse off, or just about the same as now? Number three, turning to the general agricultural economy as a whole, do you think that during the next 12 months there will be good times financially or bad times? Number four, looking ahead, which would you say is more likely? U.S. agriculture during the next 5 years will have widespread good times or widespread bad times? And number five, thinking about large farm investments like buildings and machinery, generally speaking, do you think now is a good time or bad time to buy such items? Those are the questions that the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer are based on. Back after this.
With the seasons changing, it might be time to change your vehicle's tires. If it is, Hankook has your tire needs taken care of. With a Great Hit rebate promotion, get up to a $100 rebate on some of Hankook's best-selling ultra-high performance, touring all season, and light truck tires. No matter what you're driving, Hankook has the right tire for you. See Bat Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship for your car or truck. Bat Tire, never halfway. Hankook Tires.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 56 with fog this morning. After that, burns off, highs top 80 today. Looking for a pleasant Labor Day weekend ahead. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 700 to 800 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 8 red Angus pairs, first calf, 6 black cows, 4 to 5 months bred, 5 black steers and heifers, 3 to 325, 7 black heifers, 5 to 6, 31 red Angus steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 15 black, black and white faced steers, 525 to 575. 80 black steers and heifers, 550 to 650. 9 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 18 black and crossbred steers, 6 to 7. 9 black steers weigh 6 to 8. 90 black steers and heifers, 7 to 9. 55 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9. 98 black steers, 750 to 875. 49 mixed heifers weighing 8 to 850. 14 black steers and heifers 8 to 850. 61 black steers 850 to 9. 58 black and Charlie steers 875 to 9. These again early consignments, expecting 700 to 800 head of cattle for the sale today. And reminding producers of a Holstein special September the 8th.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local.